Okay. This is the last session of council. Thank you, Mr. Thomas. And before we have Joe Thomas from the Emergency Operations Center speak to you about a grant application for emergency shelter improvements, as listed on the agenda, I'd ask that you again introduce yourselves, your name, your school, and which part you're playing this time. So we'll start with you, Madam President.
Moselle Matthews from Cape and Lupin High School and the president.
Okay.
Mason Sanders from Indian River High School as the vice president.
Dylan Hudson, Indian River, representing District 3.
You played District 3 before, didn't you?
Yep.
That's okay.
Alexandra at Cetus from Cape and Lupin, District number 4.
Okay.
Trevor Beachboard, Sussex Central High School, District number 5.
Tobias Furl, Sussex Tech. I am playing the part of county attorney.
I'm Charlie Meganson from Sussex Central, and I am your finance director.
I'm Michael Canning from Cesar Rodney High School, and I'm playing the clerk of the council.
All right. Okay, without further ado, Mr. Thomas.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name's Joe Thomas. I'm the director of the Emergency Operations Center, and since I'm last on the agenda and it's almost lunchtime, I will try to make this as painless as possible. Before you today, I'm requesting permission to enter into a sub-grant agreement with the Delaware Emergency Management Agency to supplement the generator for the Woodbridge High School for shelter operations. Back in the blizzard of 2010 and Hurricane Irene of 2011, we identified an issue on the western part of Sussex County that none of our shelter facilities have emergency backup power generation. At that time, we knew Woodbridge was building a new facility, so we actually reached out to them, had some conversations, and started the process of trying to partner with them so that we will have a facility on the west side of Sussex County that has emergency power generation in the event we have to open it up for a shelter for evacuation purposes. So the package you have in front of you, the first sheet is the subgrant application. That's actually the paperwork that has to be filled out, that's sent into the State Emergency Management Agency. The next picture, or the next document, is actually a picture of the site, and the green object in the middle of the picture is actually the generator that's at the Woodbridge High School. That's the generator that we are requesting your permission to supplement their funding, which will actually make that generator a higher capacity, which will in turn allow us to generate and power more of the facility during a shelter operation. And then the last document you have is this grant is actually administered through the state, but it is a Department of Homeland Security, state Homeland Security grant. So it has to go through the federal government, and because of that, the document is an environmental and historical preservation form. Whenever we get into grant agreements like this, we have to submit this form to the federal government to make sure that we're not impacting anything that's a historical in nature or creating any environmental impacts. So that's why that document's filled out. So basically what we're trying to do is enter into an agreement or partnership with Woodbridge so that we can have a facility on the west side of the county which will support emergency shelter operations. And in order to do that, we have to upgrade the generator there, which is why we're requesting the $50,000 grant. So with that, I'll stop and open up to any questions.
I have a question. We had a lot of code purple nights this year. As it got really cold, would this backup generator provide shelter for those homeless people during Woodbridge or no?
Actually, the code purple initiative is a faith-based initiative, and that's usually done within the local churches. It's done in Kent County, and the initiative has actually started in Sussex County this past winter. There's a facility in Seaford that opens up, one of the churches, and I believe one of the churches in Rehoboth Beach opens up. So we don't get into that kind of sheltering because it's kind of a smaller nature. The sheltering we get into is when we're issuing evacuation orders and we're actually telling people they have to relocate. We open these shelters up so they have a safe haven to go to.
Okay, so this is more of like a limited like time. Like it's not used as often. It's just for extreme situations.
Yes, because it's a school, mm-hmm. There are a lot of times that we have to keep in mind that the school has to open back up for the students to come back to school. So we use these facilities in the emergency situation, and then once the emergency is over, we've got to look at getting the school back to the school district so they can use it for their operation.
So this generator will power more of the building in the event of emergency?
Yes.
What parts of the building remain unpowered under the current generator that you're using?
Typically, the generators in the schools power what they call life safety, which is the fire alarm system, the telephone systems, any kind of refrigeration. But they usually don't get into large portions of the facility because their thought process is if the generator's on, there's probably no school going on. So what this will do is it'll allow us to wire or incorporate the gym facilities, cafeteria. Woodbridge actually has some classrooms designated for child care and nursing, so that can help us when we have medical needs that we need to incorporate. So what we're doing is expanding their the power grid, if you will, on the facility.
So what would be the capacity in the building?
The capacity, it's a 500 kW generator, and based on the amperage needed to run those specific areas that I just identified, they determined that that generator was adequate size to do that.
How many people does this facility currently serve in an emergency?
We can probably, I think the last estimate I got from the American Red Cross was we can probably shelter somewhere between 500 and 600 people.
It's my job to look at the financial issues. So you're asking for a $50,000 grant. Have you considered different contracts to see if we can bring that number down for the same project?
This seems to be the lowest figure that we've actually looked at the project. Woodbridge has given us a couple options. This seems the most cost-effective option. Also, what I need to explain, and I didn't do that earlier, is that although the county pays the $50,000 up front, because it's a grant, it's 100% reimbursable back through the federal government. So once we pay, we submit the paperwork, we get the money back from the federal grant.
Will we find out if that has been approved before or after the county puts up $50,000?
Absolutely. The grant has to be approved before we can enter into any kind of agreement.
So the 500 to 600 people that it shelters, is that before the generator grant?
At the present time, before our upgrades, if you will, we'll not be able to shelter that capacity. It'll be very limited.
What's the capacity at current? Is there anything?
It was about 200 people.
So this will be a significant increase.
Significant increase. It also allows us to have a facility in western Sussex County, which is one of those areas that we've had trouble in the past with.
What other facilities are available in western Sussex County?
Typically, the shelters we utilize are all the schools. However, all the school districts on the western side, when we went into this grant application, did not have power generator. We'll get into the aftermath after we decide, and I'll let you know what's happened since then. But right now, this Woodbridge facility that's being built is the only one that's going to handle the emergency generator capability.
To reiterate, this is contingent upon grant money, right?
Absolutely. Right now, we've been told by the State Emergency Management Agency the funds are available. The federal government has basically given their okay that they are acceptance of this grant as long as you, the council, agree for us to enter into this grant application.
And how long after the county pays the $50,000 will they expect to collect the money back from the federal government?
Although I can't put a time frame on it, once we get all the paperwork and send it to the state, they in turn submit it to the federal government for processing. So I'd love to be able to sit here and give you an absolute drop dead deadline, but we are talking about government.
True. So how long do you think the upgrades on the generator will take?
Woodbridge is actually ready to move forward as we speak, pending what we decide here today. So they are ready to move forward. And it'll be part of their construction. So it's not going to slow them down at all as far as the construction of the new facility.
So in your opinion, this seems pretty straightforward. It's simple. It's a pretty straightforward installation. It's going to drastically increase the capacity of the school.
Yes. We've met with the school district. The district has met with their engineering firms. They've identified what needs to be done. It's just a matter of putting the funds in place to support the upgrades. And then in turn, it'll provide us a facility on the west side of Sussex County to do shelter operations, which is in my opinion, a very important thing.
Necessary because there are no other shelters.
Absolutely. Yes.
Current in mm-hmm. western Sussex.
And so after the money's paid back from the federal government, will there be any expense to the county?
No. This is a one-time grant, reimbursable grant. We're going to supplement their generator. We get reimbursed, and then Woodbridge, it's their facility.
Would the president like to make a motion? I think we have a similar mindset about this.
All right, so any motions?
I would like to...
I have a motion written that I can read if you'd like.
That's fine.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the Emergency Operations Center enter into a subgrant with the Delaware Emergency Management Agency to provide funding to upgrade the Woodbridge High School generator so it can support shelter operations.
I concur with that motion.
A second.
Okay, we can start the vote.
Yes.
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 Motion carries.
I like
lunch time.
And I will tell you how it really...
Just to give you a little, the council approved the same grant that you did this morning. It's actually been 1 year ago this month that we supplemented Woodbridge School District with the $50,000. The generator was upgraded. And the reason I couldn't answer your question about when we're going to get the money back is that we are still waiting for the reimbursement to come back from the federal government.
That's what I was worried about.
So that's why I didn't want to give you a drop-dead deadline.
Yeah.
We also, since then, Woodbridge was the only school slated to get a generator. Laurel School District has built a new facility. We actually went to them and asked them if they would and were interested, and at the time of their design, they were not going to put a generator in. We've also had conversations with Seaford School District because Seaford actually did some renovations to their facility, and I believe they did put a generator in. So. We've got a little bit more capacity on the west side that we didn't at the time this grant was brought before the council.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Thomas. All right. At this time, then, we would adjourn the meeting. Typically, there would be council members' comments, but I won't put you through that. So we'll just adjourn this meeting of the county council. Thank you all very much for your participation, and thank you to all who are out here. And we're going to have a couple of words here. Thank you.
Before we go lunch, 5 seconds worth. So as soon as you all pay attention, I will get into my thing and then we can go. I just realized at the very beginning I didn't introduce myself. I'm